Lance, we have massive news today. This is like the biggest news I can ever remember emerging from a purse bid. Usually it's some routine behind the scenes, you know, structure we have in boxing. Now we have the news that Teofimo Lopez is going to be fighting George Kambosos on Triller Fight Club pay-per-view. I spoke to Triller's Ryan Kavanaugh. He said that the fight's going to land in May probably. Great. And that Miami is a possibility. Still looking at some locations. But Triller is signaling that they're more about just novelty fights, in my opinion, that they're about big-time title fights. And whatever you think about George Kambosos' chances in this fight, this is still Teofimo Lopez, a rising star, his first defense of his undisputed lightweight championship, a fighter built on ESPN. You know, Top Rank offered him his minimum for a title defense, $1.25 million. That was renegotiated before the Lomachenko fight. Teofimo says no. And now we have Top Rank bidding over $2.3 million today. Matchroom's Eddie Hearn comes in at 3.5 about. And then Triller blows away everyone with nearly $6.1 million. What's your initial takeaway, Lance?
I mean, it's a bold statement, Mike, and it goes back to exactly what you said. I mean, here we were thinking that Triller was just going to be kind of like this novelty fight club, you know, after doing the Mike Tyson, Roy Jones Jr. comeback fight, so to speak, and then jumping in on Jake Paul versus Ben Askren in April. But yet they're now fully into real professional boxing at its highest level with this Teofimo Lopez fight. And it is interesting, like, you know, it's almost like DAZN's entry into boxing. Like they decided to get in and they decided to get in big all the way. I'm just wondering, like, what prompted Kavanaugh to say, we want to get all in on boxing to this level?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens in the coming days, Lance. But the one thing's clear is Teofimo Lopez is not going to be fighting on ESPN next. And I think that's bad for Top Rank. I know Bob's out there celebrating this, saying he's going to make $800,000 off it since he gets 20% of Teofimo's purse. Yes, that's true. But I think it's not great anytime you're building a relationship with a network and then you have this happen where your fighter, one of your biggest stars, is fighting on a different platform. What do you think, Lance?
Well, the thing is, too, is like, I mean, Bob Arum and Top Rank were, in their minds, they had a value on Teofimo Lopez's next fight. But the bottom line is, you know, and we know that what Triller has done here is overvalued what Teofimo Lopez is bringing to the table. But, you know, somewhere in between, Top Rank could have stepped up and said, we've got this guy who's going to be a significant fighter for probably at least another decade. And why do we want to scar that relationship? Why do we want to, you know, there's already been some bad feelings, as we spoke about earlier this week, about, you know, what happened with Teofimo Lopez and Vasily Lomachenko. And now it's just, you know, it's at a heightened level where clearly Teofimo now can look and say, you guys basically tried to pay me nearly one third of what I was worth. And that's just, you know, that's going to leave a feeling in his gut, a knot in his stomach, that as he considers, you know, what is my allegiance to Top Rank moving forward, it's going to bring a dark cloud over it, I believe.
All right, and now we have the man himself, Teofimo Lopez, just made a ton of money here this morning. He gambled on himself and he won, and I love the shirt he's wearing. Fighter of the Year, Teofimo Lopez, all four belts. He is the undisputed champ at 135. Teofimo, first off, you know, you've been built on ESPN. Now you're going to be fighting on Triller. They obviously believe in you, and they spent a lot of money to get this fight. What does that say to you?
It says, you know, I guess my team, you know, Team Lopez and the Takeover, we know what we're worth. And obviously it was a big margin, a big gap on the win, on the purse bid. So, you know, obviously Triller knows my worth. And I think Top Rank, I think if anything, it was a wake-up call for them. However, you know, I'm very thankful. You know, I love ESPN and the platform that they have done for myself and for my team, you know. But the thing is that Top Rank, I guess they're stubborn on this one. So, you know, it pays, it shows what we're worth. And this is just us scratching the surface right now.
And you said that you think this is a wake-up call for them?
I think it is. You know, I think for Top Rank, not for ESPN. You know, ESPN is just doing their job and putting us out there as much as possible, which I love. You know, and I took advantage of it. I think this is more so for Top Rank to realize that, you know, how could you lose your best fighter in your on your stable? You know, it's just a sign of disrespect to give me my minimum, which I never signed.
Oh, interesting. You never signed that, Teofimo?
I never signed it. I kept it with me at all costs because it was more so of when you lose, Teofimo, we'll give you this amount after you lose against Lomachenko. So I used that as motivation. I never signed it back and gave it back to them.
Let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, I think the big question connected to this after the size of the deal is the bad feelings that you may feel toward Top Rank and what does this do to the future of that relationship?
I don't have any, I don't have any animosity or anything towards Top Rank. You know, I'm just a fighter at the end of the day that I still signed with them for another 3 years. You know, so at the end of the day, we're still, you know, I conduct myself as a businessman and I'm not taking anything personal for say. All I know is that I think everyone realized, you know, Top Rank came in last on this bid. And I'm their fighter. So, you know, it just goes to show it's a damn shame to see that. And you know, I don't want to, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they still have me at the moment, you know, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, going out there and showing why Triller was so confident in putting this out there and putting and bidding on Teofimo so high. And it's just to show everybody I am fighter of the year. And I'm undisputed for a reason. And I think if Top Rank can't realize that, you know, doesn't matter anymore.
What do you do? Just kind of tuck it away and hope that they'll treat you better in the future?
At the end of the day, I don't take any of it personal, you know. Whether they treat me better or not, I guess to them, we're just a fighter. You know, take it or leave it. And I think this is a sign for every young fighter there, you know, not stating them to put their foot down, but if you know your worth and what you're really worth, doing the, you know, the magnitude of that fight against Lomachenko and the accolades of what we accomplished, I think that it goes to show 1.25 for Teofimo is a sign of disrespect, you know, and that's all I take it as. So I just had to go and see what the market looked at me as, and obviously it showed today, $6,018,000. Was bidded on for this fight. I'm always going to take that risk. I'm always going to gamble myself, but it's not a gamble. I know what I'm worth. And I think it's for everybody to realize that this is the takeover. This is for all the new generation, for the youth and for all the kids out there that are trying to make a name for themselves. Just be smart with yourself. Don't get into trouble, you know, and the universe will listen, man. And they'll bless you in many ways.
Yeah, and I think, to your credit, I think all of us media members, people in boxing, said that you had to, that we want to see fighters bet on themselves, right? And that's what you did. You fought Lomachenko. Everyone said he couldn't be beat. You beat him. And then to not get paid, I'm sure that had to sting from Top Rank, to not get rewarded for that. And you took it into your own hands, and now you're getting paid.
Yeah, you know, God willing, and I'm very thankful. You know, it sucks. It really does. It sucks to have it go this way. You know, because of the relationship that I've had with Top Rank but it's more so the relationship I have with ESPN, not more so of Top Rank. But, you know, Todd DeBuff is the man. He knows what he's doing, right? So, you know, we got to give him kudos to Todd DeBuff for distributing and working on his fighters very well. So congratulations, Todd DeBuff. You just lost your best fighter from your stable.
Yeah, I think the question for me now is, look, we've seen a lot of fighters leave Top Rank over the years. Mikey Garcia was willing to lose 2.5 years of his prime in order to leave Top Rank. Mayweather left, Miguel Cotto left, Manny Pacquiao left, Terrence Crawford had issues. I mean, is this going to go south too with you too?
From what I'm hearing from the resources, Bob Arum just announced that to not expect the same pay when I come back from after this fight. And that if that's the case, then might as well buy yourself out. So, you know, it's crazy. This is just business, man. And if they can't take that and treat their fighters, or at least me, in a way of respect, then I'll find it somewhere else because I know what I'm worth. And I'm very happy and I'm very thankful. I'm hurt by it. My team is hurt by it. My father and my mother was crying about the whole situation with Top Rank, you know, and it hurts me, but I'm very thankful. Thank you to Triller. Thank you for all those that did bid on Teofimo higher than Top Rank. Thank you to The Zone as well to even put their money's worth as well. And I'm just very thankful, man. I'm 23 years young, but Teofimo's not stupid. I know what I'm capable of bringing to the table.
Absolutely, TFMO. And that's the thing about this fight. I mean, it's not like it's a shit fight. I mean, it's you in your first defense of being a unified lightweight champion against a guy. I mean, we've met Kambosos. This guy's no slouch. I mean, he's got a lot of energy. He's a tough guy. You saw what he did last time against Lee Selby. It's not like it's a walkover fight. So give me your thoughts on the challenge that he brings.
You know, this is actually my second title defense, you know, because I defended my IBF title against Lomachenko. So this is my second title defense if we're talking about the IBF. First time defending all the belts. Yes, and it's a great fight. It's a great matchup. And for them to even discredit this fight and say that it's not a marquee fight, well, looks like Triller and Triller thought otherwise. So, you know, it's a great fight. And it's a fight that everybody wants to see. Whether they cut, however you want to cut it, slice it, dice it. This guy is 19-0 with 10 knockouts. He comes in strong. He's a fighter. He's a young, hungry, you know, he's just a young, hungry lion, just as like myself. So it's going to be fireworks come that night when we do face each other in that ring.
What is a likely date, Teofimo?
You know, right now they just announced it. I don't know much yet. I'm speaking with my manager, David McWhorter, and he's coming back and forth. It looks like most likely we'll find out later this week, you know, well, early next week. You know, and we'll find out because right now Canelo's fighting on the zone. So I'm pretty sure we just wanted to, you know, just take it all in for this weekend, you know, still train and be ready. You know, it could be sometime in May. It could be sometime in June. We'll find out.
Yeah. And Teofimo, I know you have a great relationship with Canelo. I know you have a lot of mutual respect there. He's the guy who took it into his own hands with Golden Boy. And now you took your things into your own hands too. I mean, was that an inspiration to you at all?
Oh, absolutely. All of it is, you know, for him to even have now his Canelo Promotions and now he's a free agent where he could do these things and go on any platform he chooses or however it works. It just goes to show, but you have to, it's not like for every young fighter out there, don't think that you could do this right away. You have to show, you have to earn your stripes. And, you know, just picking up from Canelo and seeing what he's doing. Of course, you know, I earned my stripe. I wouldn't say I earned my stripes. But I earned my stripe, fighter of the year, undisputed. And to keep on going and shooting for bigger and better fights, you know, I think that at the end of the day, you know, this is what was supposed to happen. It shouldn't have happened this way. However, like I said, you know, I pick up from all those guys. I look up to every top fighter that's doing their thing. Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder. Those guys know what they're doing with their they know their worth. So Teofimo has to step up. Even though I'm 23 years young, like I said, don't take my age as a young kid not knowing what he's doing. I'm a businessman.
No, you're definitely a mature guy. I think you've shown that a lot. And look, I think what's interesting here is Triller is a platform with a young audience, young demographic. You know, they have a big hip-hop audience, live concerts. You're a guy that really, you have that bombastic personality. I think you fit in well there.
I believe, you know me, you guys know me. I'm always going to do what I can and as best as I can to excite the fans and the crowd. So for Triller to even come up on this and which we didn't even know. And just to have that, I've seen what they did with Tyson and Jones and it was phenomenal. So I can't imagine what they're going to do with Teofimo Lopez to take over, you know, so we're looking forward to that.
And last question for me, Teofimo, you know, I see Bob Arum keep saying and Todd saying, oh, well, it's only one fight. Then he comes back to us, but not so fast. You have four titles. That means there's more mandatories coming, more purse bids coming. This might not be the last of this, right?
We'll have to wait and see, you know, we'll have to wait and see. You know, thank you to ESPN for making my dreams come true. You know, thank you to Top Rank for everything. Thank you to Lomachenko for stepping up to the plate as well. And the winner took all that night. And I'm looking forward to big, big, big things coming up this year. And I'm looking forward to becoming Fighter of the Year again this year. So these are the things that we're shooting for. Right now, we have to let go. We have to go through our mandatory. And then we'll go after those three queens afterwards.
Teofimo, last thing for me. Did you have a conversation with the head of Triller, Ryan Kavanaugh, at all? What was the conversations like?
Oh, sorry about that. No. I haven't spoken to Ryan at all. I didn't even know he was the guy for Triller. So my apologies on not knowing. But yeah, you know, I let my manager David McWhorter deal with all that. You know, and split team management. He knows what he's doing, and he knows how to handle my career, and he understands what my worth is. And I appreciate Trilla for even stepping up and doing this. It means a lot to not only myself, but to my family and to my wife and to all the youth out there. It just goes to show, you know, keep doing your thing, go for the glory, not for the money. The money will come afterwards. Never chase money, because it's always going to run faster.
And hey, Cambosis is getting paid too, so great for him as well. Yep. And we really appreciate the time, Tifemo. You're the champ. It's a big day for you. How are you celebrating?
Oh, right now, man, me and my wife, we're about to go drink some mimosas. Kid you not, man. We're going to have a good time. You know, drink some mimosas. And later that night, you know, spend some time with her, go to Benihana's or something like that, you know. But in the middle of all that, work out. So, you know, I got to do all that. But at the same time, man, enjoy with my family, pop bottles, and, you know, just have a good day today, you know, a celebration day today. It was well worth it. Goodbye, Top Rank. Hello, Trilla.
All right, we appreciate you, Tifemo. I know you're busy, so enjoy the day.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you guys so very much, man. I appreciate you all. Coppinger, thank you, man. And Lance, you already know, man. You guys are my guys always. So I appreciate you guys very much.
All right, take care, man. We appreciate
it.
All right, thanks again to the Undisputed Lightweight Champion, Tifemo Lopez. He's going to be fighting George Kambosos for the Undisputed Lightweight Championship, possibly in May, and that's going to be on Triller Fight Club pay-per-view after they won that bid with over $6 million today, shaking up the boxing world. And Tifemo said he's going to now celebrate with some mimosas. He has earned it. And if you're not following Tifemo Lopez already, you could do so on Twitter and on Instagram at Tifemo Lopez. And also, if you're not already, you can subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com/fuckingcop. We'll have a big story on the behind the scenes later today on the purse bid with Tifemo Lopez Kambosos. Should be pretty good. And we also have something from Lance Pugmire on Canelo Alvarez and how Boxing Insiders see him. Is he unbeatable?